page Kuf Ayin Vav, which is the last part of Perek Dalet at the bottom. So over here he wants to. Ach Iker HaIkrim. Okay. The paragraph before this mimer. So this attitude towards the being pulled towards Tainug for the other Mazah, etc., pulls us out of this world of Ruchnius. Okay. He said there's so many things to deal with. So this is what we deal with. So what's the primary thing we need to work on? Which everybody who's working on Avodah can work on this a little bit. The goal is to try and develop a pleasure in what you're accomplishing in the Ruchnius. The more we can develop a feeling of pleasure in our avodah, the more we're absorbing, becoming that Torah Ruchnius becomes part of our being. Okay. Like you remember, he said before that Lashon HaBaharim law is which we translate we should enjoy, it should be pleasurable. Social Lashon of his Arvis of mixing in, we become mixed together, become combined into one. As if you have Hanoah from something, they indicate that something which really you're connecting to. So. We have to work on developing the feeling of a hanoah for an avodah. So he has a letter over there. I want to quote this letter. The letter is titled in Chochma Musar, Maimer Mivisuri Echseluka. I'm able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu through my boss. So that Poshetaych, Pasuk in Iyov, means through the godless, which you see in the creation, the Russian put into the human being, you see a creator. Okay. He sort of has a little bit of a different kinesh to it. Or, you know, maybe not, that's not true, but there's a whole other point to it also. She gives a mashal. And here you see the vice awful. I was in a dark house. Sugar, the windows were shut. The shutters were shut. Achri Sichas Hashemish. Behind you near Darlake, if he's an active man in there. So it's a dark house, even though the sun's out, but it's dark inside. I have this little candle, but you know, it throws light, so I'm enjoying the light of the candle. Which he throws in Russell Matrice when they took off the shutters. Like, what do you need this candle for over here? It's like, it's bothering me. It gets in my way. I have all this beautiful light. The candle is bothersome. Okay. What's the nimshal? Amarti believe why are we so find so strange that the person enjoys these pleasures which are really worthless? He enjoys them. The answer is the true tainug, he has no shaykhus to. The windows aren't open. He's not seeing that streaming in. So in place of that, he enjoys that pleasure. But Batul Mavutul Neged Or HaShemesh V'Kolshken Neged Or HaShivasayim V'Kolshken V'Kolshken V'Kolshken. Okay. So now, he takes quotes that and gives you a dugma. Child enjoys his play. Right? See, takes a stick, puts it under his legs, and jumps up and down, and says, oh, I'm riding on a horse. And he has a lot of them. Oh, wow. They laugh together, they're riding on a horse. And he enjoys it tremendously. All these, you know, things which are, you know, obviously not real. He enjoys it very much. And you know, it becomes part of his being. He enjoys it very much, and it helps him grow. Well, he grows up a little bit. Okay. So, putting a stick between his legs and pretending that he's riding on a horse, he would find that it would just make him sick. He'd boichel. He'd be like, he would be nauseated by that. Right? So what does he grow up to? We follow football, right? Following football, he plays baseball. I had the wonderful experience. So on Sundays, you know, they have these baseball teams over there in the near the ice rink. So we went to the ice rink and the afternoon came out and they're playing a game. So my wife said, let's go watch a game. It's all men, you know, it's an adult league. And these guys are enjoying themselves playing a game of baseball. Right? Like, you know, they're getting into it, you know, how old do you think you are again exactly? You know, how important is it really? You know, they're getting upset. Yeah, he got it, didn't get it, you know, like, so he grew, but that person would be terribly embarrassed to be walking around with a stick between his legs, because that's ridiculous, right? But this is real, right? You know.
In Europe, they were Mayis Gam Behem, but in America, they're still
stuck there. Okay, America became this moment. So now, the goal is he enjoys money. The time is COVID. The harbor time is nifrodus kaklulus bov omer mazal im other meis amatzum kaayir zeh. There's many different types of tibus. The more said, the more basil. If he's like this ayir, like this animal, is busy going after the female behemoth, right? So there's many different expressions of that type. So what's going on? Lomazois who b'neishah be'emes b'yosay mimikor shal onig niflamoid b'elam elyon. So the human being was made from a place where he's part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no onig which is greater than that. And that's a tremendous anah. So your sight of the Bria is to find pleasure in something. So now the problem is he doesn't know that. He doesn't know what he's looking for really. His mouth knows he's looking for Hanok. So the poor guy, he calls Man Shay Nitzach Lafan of Urgyr. So if you haven't opened up the shutters, so it's quite pleasurable to have a nair as opposed to sitting in the dark. It's better than nothing. Gam Ner Koldu, Han Honomuetis, Ov Etzloy, Moid Moid. But the truth is, the whole concept is building, is coming from that there's a whole world of we're created to enjoy the pleasure of the beauty of the sun, therefore we enjoy candle. But when you have the sun available and you're busy focusing on a candle, it's weird. But since I don't know that there's a sun, if I wasn't created on the concept that the pleasure of having light is pleasurable to me, I wouldn't enjoy candle. candles either. So she was talking about Yosef. When he gets to the point where he sees a hanor which truly fits the person, he's then shrugging with tears. My honey, the more says a candle in the middle of the daytime, what's it do for you? So the more a person connects to the world of Chochmah and he enjoys the Chochmah, his upshot, he sits on it, he makes a conscious decision, you know, food Eilim are worthless. He's seeing the Or HaGadol, like I don't need to come along and say, you know what, I decided that playing the horse is a bad idea. It's not minyan anymore. So I decided that cake is not important. It's not minyan. B'lama kinitav arashemesh v'shog b'tira mahayim. That's the altar's shtickle. The piece is beautiful. Like, you know, it looks like so posh. Like, you know, you think like, yeah. You know, how come we don't get it? You know, so we're stuck somewhere. You know, after the playing horse, and you know, we're maybe past the baseball. Yeah, I have to tell you, I felt good. I enjoyed watching these people making fools out of themselves much more than I enjoyed watching the game. And so it's a madriga. I moved past, you know, enjoying the game to enjoying not fools. It was just like fascinating to see to me. Like, imagine you would, you know, I tell you the mice was Rukatskul was in America a very short time. Rukatskul Levenstein. And he couldn't. Yeah, after a few months in America, he said, "I'm done with this. I'm out of here." Right? So he was lucky to be in America when Babe Ruth died. Right? So he walked to me and said, "There's a big tumult going on there." "What's the geshen?" He says, "Babe Ruth died. Where's this Babe Ruth?" He's a baseball. What's baseball? Now you have to like be mazmatur shach. You know, like, you know what baseball is. You said, "Well, you said there's a group of nine people on a field, and they throw a ball, and the guy has a shtek." It's just like a ball, and a klap that's with him shtek. And he says, "No," says Voss, like, you know, Voss, it's okay, like, you know, like, he starts explaining to somebody, he's like, really, you know? Imagine, you know, let's change the scenario. You put nine men out in the field, and you throw out marbles, and they start playing with marbles. We say it's weird.
I mean, any sport that becomes anything is a sport now. Whatever you make into it. You have to just come up with a reason why it's difficult and why it becomes a sport. So if marbles was a impressive competition, then it would become a sport.
I understand. Same, like, but commercial, we'd say that, you know, the marbles grow up, right? But if it's a bigger ball, it's okay, you know. And so says, you know, no, that's really ridiculous. I wouldn't do that. I just want something more valuable. I climb my Everest. Okay, really? So now you're on the top of the Everest. Now what? What'd you accomplish? Nothing. You're on the top of the Everest. On the bottom. What do you do? You come back down after you're finished. No, I made it to the top of the Everest. You know, I'm not. You know, I don't want to be funny. Person, you know, tell me they ran a marathon. You know, it's a big accomplishment. A person trained. You know, you, there are many different things you can learn from it. But that's an accomplishment. The accomplishment is that there's an accomplishment. Right? A person starts coming, gets to the point where, and he enjoys it. You know, the person feels good, he's proud of himself, you know, like, you know, I made the top of my day, you know. Theoretically, you know, I could take a plane, drop down on top of my day, like, yeah, but I don't have the hanoa of climbing it. So what's the hanoa of climbing a mountain? You know? So, you know, we sit in the world with this, and we, you know, we don't necessarily think critically, but the reality is the musig of accomplishing something, be a soldier is put into our DNA. The provision was made, almost. So I'm going to enjoy that. And I feel that, but the problem is, we're sold, you know, little trinkets as accomplishments. Right? So a person goes out to war and he won a war. So Chavos Rebbe says, you know, that the Chacham told him when he came back from the war, so that was the Mechama Ketana. The Mechama Ketana was overcoming the Yetzer out of Yerah. That's the Mechama he's supposed to be winning. That's the accomplishment. So but then what he's saying over here is, well, the Yisoyra is the way that's one area of endeavor. But the purpose of the Omol, the Bresha made us that we enjoy it. Because the Yisoyra were built on enjoyment. Because the final accomplishment is connecting to the Bere. There's no one more which is like connecting with the Bere. You have those moments where, you know, like, you know, you threw yourself into a mitzvah, threw himself into learning something, and they mamash, and they work, and they finally understand it, and they feel like they're connecting to something greater than themselves, which we know is real. This is the gevaldik hanoah of that. That's the hanoah of being connected to the Bore. So America says, yeah, well, you connect to something greater than yourself, to the an idea, to a sports team, to, you know, well, we fight for the animal rights. So it's an ideal. It's something bigger than myself. But people feel very good when they can do that, because Russia made us feel very good when we connect to something bigger than ourselves. That's all just this little toy compared to connecting to the Burbank. And that's the mushroom that he's saying. I think it's an awesome mushroom. Okay, so we got a problem. So to offer his Kavanah Saguf. So we start with offer. Offer is heavy. Also, it produces laziness. Which means I have no desire for ruchnius, because I'd rather just sit still. So the mayim, meshicha acharei tenugim shel aguf. Okay. So the next side is mayim, which is, means I'm pulled after tenugim. So meshnei shlavim elo. For these two, we found an approach. Okay. So we've come with an approach how to address them. So better to call tikkun means we finally corrected it. No, that's not fair. But we've somewhat sweetened it. Right? So how is that? We've worked on ourselves to not give into the Atzlis. And that's help. We're helped by the fact that we are greater than just lying in bed.
What did he say for Godless in the end? What was his bottom line for Atzlis? What are you supposed to think about?
His bottom line was that the Kayach of Gevura, that there's a certain godless to another which pushes us to accomplish something, not to sit still. Then Hanukkah Zaka Mitara Avoid the Machriya Esam Shicha Latinugeg. And the Hanukkah that we have overpowers the Hanukkah that we get being pulled towards Taibas Agur. Okay. So we've accomplished that. We have a mahalak for that. We should really shut the book now and then stop and absorb that. Right? It says, but there's two more areas which we need to address, which is ruach and eish. Right? So I think the correct getter of what we're saying right there is the following. Gifter used to told us that he felt very, very strong that Mushir is Mashiach Shishon. Mushir hates Mashiach Shishon. Everything else is not Mushir. Mushir is Mashiach Shishon. So, Mushir said you had a little Mashiach Shishon. That's what she felt very strong. Sure, not doing Mussel Seder. Right? You want to learn whatever? Mussel Seder, you learn Mussel Seder. So I learned Mussel Seder and then Mussel Seder for about 10 years. You know, 5 times a week. Mussel Seder. So I remember I had that gosh, like in the first, you know, so you have. You have Zahiris, then you have Zahiris, and you have the Kiyas. Says, and after that, you reach the point of being the Tzad. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. After, but beyond that is the Cedars. Because that's beyond, you know, right? That's how he presents. So whenever we finish the Kiyas, I go back to the starting game, because I'm not sure I can do the Cedars. You know, how am I keeping what I'm supposed to be doing? Right? So it took me about 5 years to push it to get a Hamor and learning Cedars. Very dry saying. You know,
I like the Cedars a lot.
Right? So after 5 years, I started getting a Hamor and learning. She was said, sure, it was the Rashi. You know. At one point, I said, you know, I do need to know what's beyond the keys. I should at least know that it exists. I'm never going to get there, maybe. I should know it exists. You know, maybe one day, you know, something will have a shaykh. I decided one time, when I get finished, Parakeet Aleph, the keys, I'm not going to go back to the beginning, I'm going to go by. And I did it. No, it was such fascinating things, you know, Parakeet Beis, you know, like learning a whole new sefer I've never done before, after, you know, 5 years of learning through Parakeet Aleph. So what we're doing by the basically is the same thing. Reality is, halavai, we should accomplish the first two, and you know, we should really go back and count on those. But the ma'aseh, you have to know that there's more beyond it, so we'll talk about that also. That's really the correct hakdorah of what's happening.